Thank you, Madam President. As this is the first formal plenary meeting during which we take the floor under your presidency, allow us to congratulate you on assuming the presidency, and we'd like to reaffirm Cuba's full support and confidence in your work. We would also like to echo the welcome to the delegates or the new ambassadors from India and Brazil who are joining our forum. José Martí, our national hero, a well-known politician, journalist and defender of the freedom of Cuba and other countries of Latin America, had a very short but meaningful sentence in which he pointed out that honour is honour. And on this basis, I would like to express our gratitude to the ambassador of China, Li Song, under whose leadership and despite the obstacles, we managed to agree on the draft decision for the work of the conference, which today you wisely put to us for approval. We'd also like to thank you for your determination. Our thanks also for having made it possible to resume within the ECD the broad participation of non-member states. The decision that we have adopted today is far from the goals of the Cuban delegation, which is to have a program of work which will allow us to negotiate legally binding instruments on all issues related to disarmament, with a particular emphasis on nuclear disarmament. Despite this, the simplified vision presented by the delegation of China and approved by the P6 and other delegations have made it possible to confirm what we have said for years. The chronic paralysis of this body does not impede it from adopting a program of work, which is but a sketch of activities, really. The real problem of this forum is the lack of political will of some who will not commit to broad and comprehensive negotiations on legally binding instruments of interest to disarmament. All of this in a world that is ever more geared towards a nuclear arms race. President, a program of work is but a tool for work. It is not an obstacle for hindering work. That was the situation for years within this forum. The program of work could be more simple and not even have subsidiary bodies to it. The program for work does not need to establish specific mandates for negotiation or general ones, because the CD has that general mandate itself. A different issue is that we have managed to establish subsidiary bodies without a mandate to specifically negotiate legally binding instruments. That is a goal that we pursued, but the longer it takes to reach our ultimate goal, the harder it will be. What has remained clear from these 20 years of standstill is that the focus of some delegations to impose negotiations only on issues that are in their interest to the detriment of the rest of the agenda is unviable. That said, what matters is that the conference, through subsidiary bodies or by other means, should give states a space within which they can begin to decide directly on the basis for negotiating instruments that are necessary for the effective implementation of the conference's mandate. For more than 20 years, we have built up a system which suits the agenda of some who are driving an arms race. It does not suit the goals of disarmament. This year, we should pursue the debates within the subsidiary bodies with a view to determining which are the legally binding instruments that we should negotiate for each of the agenda items. And in this work, it should be shown with transparency which delegations are opposed to beginning negotiations and which refuse to initiate broad and comprehensive negotiations on all agenda items. To conclude, we would like to congratulate the five coordinators and reiterate our support for them. We would like to suggest that we fall not to temptation or into vicious circles, and that we do not cater merely to the narrow interests of certain members. The subsidiary bodies should help us determine the basis on which in the future to negotiate legally binding instruments, so that in the next few years, when we establish subsidiary bodies, we can do so knowing clearly which legally binding instrument we want for each individual agenda item. Thank you.